get those calls coming in, and we're ready to get our 9:30 guest on. Brian Craig, the second-year coach on the softball team for the Lady Gophers. Coach, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Don. Always exciting to talk to you early spring. I mean, good things are ahead. So,
boy, I tell you, that's right. That means the birds are chirping and you guys are out on the grass getting things ready.
Yeah, we are actually doing our field cleanup today. We've put a lot of hard work into our field as well as practice. So cleaning things up both physically and mentally, and doing a lot of good things right now. So really excited for the season.
You guys got a great facility out there. It's on the backside of the baseball diamond. Was it not the varsity baseball diamond at one time before they moved?
Yes, that's what I'm told. Just being in the second year, I'm trying to learn all the history and all the ins and outs. But and we were fortunate enough. We're going to get a windscreen. We're going to get some flags. Going to get finally some fencing in front of our dugout. Resurfacing the field. So a lot of good updates, and can't thank the administration and the board enough for all the support that they give Clinton Prairie softball. I think it's going to be a really good thing once it's all said and done, and hope everybody can come out and watch a game and see all the improvements we've made.
Well, tell the school board to get their money out. They've got plenty of it, and give you a field that you can play on all the time. You don't have to get it all prepared. You just got to rake it a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, talk about your team, Coach. Young, old, everybody back. What's happening out at Clinton Prairie?
So we lost three girls last year, great leaders, but we've got a strong core coming back. We've only got one senior, that's Haven Wilson. She's going to kind of lead the team from behind the dish. She was an all-conference player for us last year, and excited to have her leadership and her bat back in the lineup. We've also got another all-conference player back this year, sophomore Sadie Welliver. She's going to be our ace in the circle. She is a phenomenal athlete, a great softball player, but an even better kid. We've got some really, really strong bats. Had a really solid year last year, but really a breakthrough season is on the horizon for girls like Brenna Riley. She's going to play third base for us. Zelda Wampler has had a great year in the weight room. And then Katie Fearnow and Reese Klein will kind of head up our middle infielder. Infield, and they both are just looking really good right now, communicating a lot. And then we've got some youth in our outfield. Tara Crabtree is our returner, but we've also got Bree Mitchell, Savannah Reagan. Hailey Wilson is going to run some track and also play some softball for us. So a lot of athletes all around the field that really should help our pitchers out, kind of get those defensive outs. And a lot of good things coming back for sure.
For you fans out there not quite familiar with softball, your pitcher don't have to sit out for like 5 days. He can, or she can come right back and pitch the next day. Is that right?
Yeah, there's not really the limits that baseball have, which is a nice blessing for us, especially when you have some good arms like we have. We've got Sadie, we've got Reese, we've got Zelda, who are all sophomores, but they put the work in, and I think with those three, we're gonna challenge everybody we play this year.
Yeah, and softball, you throw the ball underhanded when you're in there, so it's not a real strain on the shoulder. You're actually throwing the ball in the proper manner, isn't that right?
Yeah, I remember in my baseball days always hearing about arm pain and this and that, but softball pitchers, that less stress on the shoulder really helps out. Especially late in the season, when it comes down to it, our girls are well-conditioned, and they can go about every single day if they need to.
We're talking with Brian Craig, the second-year coach of the Lady Gopher softball team. Coach, in the off-season, I'm assuming it's just like baseball. You get in batting cages. You do all the things you would normally do if when you can do them.
Yeah, that's the other thing about Clinton Prairie. We're so blessed with that huge field house. Really, it's almost like we can do anything that we would do outside, inside. So being able to have the batting cages and enough space to throw and catch and, strengthen our arms, work on our skills, we are just so blessed to have that facility. And our girls have taken full advantage of that. So, yeah, it's been a good off season, and you can tell this spring the work that the girls have put in the off season, and so it's nice to see that that come to fruition.
So I too pulled up your schedule as much as I can, because Max Prep hasn't really gotten started very well yet. But you too have a very good schedule coming out of the hoop, getting yourself into the Hoosier Heartland Conference run.
Yeah, and I think our girls are hungry from how the season ended last year. You know, we lost to Carroll in the sectional semifinal, extra innings, you know, walk-off hit for them. And so I think it was a hard way to lose, but I think it really inspired our girls to, you know, take that next step. And we're really looking forward to turning the corner this year and building on the improvements we made last year. And that starts with competition. Mr. Peckinpah does a great job of getting us the games that we need and want. We lead off early on with McCutcheon and North Putnam in a three-way kind of tournament, and those are two great teams. And so just really early on, our girls are challenged. And so when they face that adversity later on, you know, we've already been there. So I think it's a really good setup for us.
Before you came on, we were speaking with Brad Scott, the head coach on the Rossville baseball team. He was talking about how their conference tournament is set up. Is softball run the same format?
So last year what we did was we had our HHC tournament at the Abby and Libby Memorial Park in Delphi. All the teams were there. There were three games going on at the same time. I think the games were Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Just a really cool atmosphere. Everybody playing all at the same time. A lot of softball, a lot of smiles. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, doing that again last year. And I think it really set us up for, our good competition in sectionals, having that tournament that way and seeing everybody. It was a good deal, and we're looking forward to that again.
Yeah, that was my next run, which was the preparation before the sectional, and the fact that you're playing two or three times, almost the possibility of back-to-back days, gets you lined up for the playing on Tuesday, Friday, or Saturday. I think that's how it rolled, not quite for sure. I think how it was in the past, but it kind of gets you ready for that.
Yeah, and, you know, our girls, like I said, they're hungry. I try to convince them that we'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere. So I don't care if it's on a sand lot, on a grass field, in a cornfield. Give us your best, and we're going to be up for the challenge. So hopefully with that mentality, no matter who we see, who we face, we don't see it as a challenge. We see it as an opportunity and an opportunity to get better and showcase all of our hard work and our talent. So, just the mindset of, hey, we get an opportunity to play the game we love with the people we love. That's a great thing. And so hopefully we can take advantage of all those opportunities we get this year.
Talk a little bit about your coaching staff, Coach.
So we've got two alumni returning back on our staff. Kathy Martin, the head volleyball coach at Clinton Prairie, joined our staff last year. She is our outfielder's coach. Just such a great person, Kathy. If anybody's ever talked to her before, you can just see the kindness. And she shows that same kindness to our kids, and they love her. The other alumni we have back is Haley Wilson. She's our pitching coach. She pitched for the Gophers back in the day. She's second year on our staff, does a great job with our pitching, and excited to have her back. And then we've also added Shannon Riley this year as an infielder's coach, and then hopefully helping on the offensive end too. Such a knowledgeable guy, been around the game for a long time, helped with our middle school program in the past. Really going to be a huge help to me. This is my second year. I'm still learning and growing, and so the opportunity to learn from him and his expertise is going to be something that's going to benefit me, but also our girls as well. So excited to have Coach Riley on staff as well.
Man, I tell you, you're a great interview. You set me right up, because my next question was talk a little bit about the young kids coming up and what you're expecting from them.
Hey, we did a great thing last year. We kind of borrowed it from Eastern Softball when we went over there for our conference game. They were having a youth night, and they had all their girls in their little youth softball uniforms and running around the bases and going, you know, for the national anthem with their girls. And I said, hey, that's something we've got to do. So we tried to implement it last year, and it was a great success. We're going to do it again this year, just trying to, you know, teach those little girls that it's just about having fun and enjoying the game, doing things right. So looking forward, we're actually going to do that against Eastern this year, youth night. So looking forward to a good crowd for that, seeing the good smiles, but just trying to create a community of, you know, supportive parents and kids who just go out there and have a good time and enjoy playing the game that they love. So our youth board does a great job. Our middle school coaches are amazing. We've got a lot of good things that are setting our program up for success in the future.
Well, Coach, I know that you got to get back to your chores. I appreciate you taking out time this morning to call in on Inside the Huddle. We will get back with you as the season progresses to check in to see how things are going at the land of the Gophers.
Hey, always great talking to you, Don. Thanks so much for all you do for Clinton County and our awesome high school athletes. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And we're talking with Coach Brian Craig, the second-year coach out at the Gophers for the softball team. Coming up next, the one and only Don Helmick from Clinton Central. Stay tuned as you're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Whiskey Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
Stop the clock!
We're going timeless on WILO.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Hey, welcome back. Inside the Huddle, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, our sponsor, Susan Casper Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Hey, we're getting ready to get the on-deck batter, the cleanup guy, Coach Don Helmick of the Clinton Central Lady Bulldog softball team. Coach, thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, no problem. Good to hear from you.
Hey, I'm going to hold back a little bit, and we'll make sure that you've got yourself recovered from a very good and successful basketball season.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the first half we was just hoping to be in the game, and then we get in the game and you leave disappointed with the way it ended. And I've been doing a lot of door dashing the last few weekends and staying away from high school basketball because I like to lick my wounds.
Yeah, well, you know what? I tell everybody it was an illegal screen. They set an illegal screen. They couldn't get to the shooter. That's why she was open so much. Man, she was moving to block your defender to get there.
And I do a – I mean, it's just me because I hate losing. I mean, I'm going to eat the wind tiddlywinks with my 2-year-old niece, but so I don't watch those games. They're, you know, in 2011, we got beat by Speedway on a tandem foul, and I still haven't watched that game, so I wasn't going to watch this. And I get an official from Northern Indiana who has done a state game, and he goes, "Hey, coach, this was a text," and he sent me the link to the stinking last 10 seconds, and he goes, "Hey, coach, just want you to know they missed a terrible illegal screen. You should have won." Hey, thanks. I really wanted to hear that.
Oh, my, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was a good run, and you know, we had a lot of fun with it. Of course, you know, unless you win the state title, you're always going to end your season on a loss, and you know, unfortunately, we ended it a little one game sooner than we would have liked. But when the year started, you know, we had aspirations of going deep, but we never thought we'd be in that situation. So, you know, we overcame a lot and you know, give Clinton Central something to be proud of.
Well, I'll tell you what, you just take the last maybe 3 minutes of that basketball game and your girls played their hearts out to get themselves into the ball game. I mean, most of us were pretty much wrapping things up, and then all of a sudden the final run come, and those gals, I mean, took it to the limit.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of tears and after the game, but a lot of sweat and energy. You know, I mean, we were still down double digits midway through the third quarter. So, you know, they had the no quit, and you know, when you go back and look at that play, you know, they had maybe an illegal screen. We'll just leave it at that, and then they had a loose ball that ended up staying in their hands, and then a cross-court pass that was bobbled, and then a girl that's shooting 23% from the year shoots a three. I mean, you kind of, if someone's going to shoot it, you kind of got what you want, and, you know, basketball gods were on her side that night.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I remember a shot she put up in about the second period, and she almost got her fanny yanked out because it was a really terrible shot. But let's talk now towards softball. A lot of those gals going to come your way again for the softball season, right?
Yeah, we have about I don't know, about six kids that do both, you know, our numbers are down this year. We had seven kids graduate last year, and then Emily Coker has some health issues, and she's not allowed to play. Didn't get to play in basketball, and you know, she would have been a potential starter. And then we had another kid that moved away. So, you know, of our 18 last year, we lost 9. And our incoming freshman class, last year's 8th graders, only had 4 kids that played. We're at 14 players. We'll play a few JV games. But for the most part, we're just going to be strictly a varsity season with those 14 kids. And you know, we lost quite a bit with the graduation, the Royer girl, the Newton girl, the Click girl, all three started, and then the others started at different times. Autumn Long started sporadically throughout the season and had an injury at the end of the year and had an injury at the beginning of the year. So, but there were 3 consistent starters from that group. So, you know, defensively, I think we'll be okay. Offensively, I mean, Click was always good for it. Or at least 1 or 2 hits a game, and Royer was always a threat to go deep. So, you know, that's kind of what we're looking at needing to replace is our hitting.
So could you say that, you know, your numbers are down? Are your numbers down all the way in, even down into your youth program, or is that still hanging in there very well?
The eighth junior high will start this week at Clinton Central. The junior high program's not it's not sponsored by the school. We get to use the school facilities, but I've got to do the scheduling and you know, all the organization of it. So we will not start that until Monday, but our numbers right now, it looks like we have 8 eighth graders. There's about 10 seventh graders, and then we go ahead and allow sixth grade to play, and there's about 7 or 8 of those. So we're right at 20 to 22 kids. So, I mean, next year, you know, we're going to bounce back because we only have 3 seniors. So, you know, that was the big thing. You have a small class coming in, and you lose a big class. So, you know, those two things don't work well together. And now this year we have a small class going out and potentially 8 to 10 coming in.
We just finished talking with Brian Craig from the Prairie Softball Program. Talk a little bit about the conference tournament and how that sets up and maybe even get you ready for postseason action.
I'm not a big fan of it. I don't have the dates in front of me, but I think it's the Saturday. I think it ends on the Saturday before sectional starts. So you have that whole week, and I wish it could be played, you know, maybe a week or two sooner. That last week, I just like to maybe play one or two games early in the week, not worry about anything late in the week. And depending on how you do, you don't end up playing late in the week anyway. But it's one of those that, you know, it's for a lot of schools, it's one of those that if you win it, you go into the tournament feeling good, but is your head going to be too big? I mean, you know, for us last year, we beat Rossville in the semifinals and then got beat by Eastern in the finals. And, you know, the Rossville game, neither one of us pitched our best pitcher until late in the game. So I'm not even sure it's a true testament of what you're going to see in the tournament. You know, Coach Corbett and I talked about it a lot, and with the way, you know, the tournament bases your all conference kids. It bases, you know, those things. The only thing the season does is bases your seeding for the tournament. And, you know, it was like last year, I think they finished third, and, you know, I mean, you can see how far they went. They were definitely the first or second best team in the conference, and they lost out on all conference kids because everything's based on the conference tournament. So there's some things that I think need to be looked at, but, you know, it is good going in. You do get to see competition. You do get that potential Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday setup. And, you know, the good thing is you're guaranteed three games, which right now the way we're losing games left and right from teams having to change things or can't play this night or the whole April 8th that the world's going to end with the eclipse. And I mean, you know, there's we're just losing games left and right. We're five games short right now. So, you know, the setup where you get three games, but then you fall into the fact that, well, what if it rains? You know, and then you're going to, you know, lose some more games. So, to answer your question, I'm a middle of the boat person on that conference tournament at the end of the season.
Well, it's got to be pretty tough for you. I mean, you are the head coach for the Lady Bulldogs on the basketball team, and usually towards the end of basketball, you've got your girls in the batting cages and getting themselves kind of tuned up a little bit. Do you do all that, coach, when you're doing basketball also?
This year, we attempted to do some workouts, and quite honestly, it just didn't work out. We didn't do anything until the Monday after basketball season ended. Now, last year we did. We started up in December, but this year with the way the gym schedule worked and the different construction things going on, and then there were so many girls that were already in a winter sport. I mean, it's hard at a 1 and 2A school to really get a big turnout for that stuff. And the saving grace for us is we have of our 14 girls, we have I know at least seven that do some type of travel ball or go to a hitting coach or a pitching coach from November to the start of the basketball or softball season. You know, we had girls leaving basketball games on Saturday afternoon and heading to Columbus or, you know, Michigan or whatever for an indoor softball tournament. And then some of them got a few outdoor softball tournaments here right before we started with the weather being the way it was. So, you know, we didn't get to work out per se as a team, but we had, you know, 50% of the girls have been doing something with softball since probably mid-November.
Well, the gods have been really well this spring because it's been pretty warm and dry up until maybe the last week or so.
Yeah, and, you know, after spring break, when the games start coming, that's when all the rain will start happening again. we had a scrimmage on Thursday that ended up getting canceled. I know the coach there, Coach Dallin, at Lebanon, and he had his scrimmage got canceled. So because we know each other and was able to get a hold of each other, we're going over there here in about 2 hours to have a scrimmage with Lebanon, and then we'll have one game before spring break. That'll be Wednesday night at Twin Lakes, and then we'll be done for a week and a half. And then when we come back, I think we got 5 games that week after spring break.
There you go. That's how it works. Well, tell the school board that since they're doing all that work out there, they ought to take care of your softball field and make it artificial so that you can be out there all the time on it.
Well, that was a funny thing. Northwestern was turf, and we still didn't get to play over there Thursday night. won't you use your county connections and get us some, or just donate some of your money, and we'll turf everything out there.
If I'm going to throw money in, we're doming it. I'm not going to do just the turf. We're going to go all. We're going to go
whole
hog,
Coach. That's okay.
All right. All right, Coach. Hey, I appreciate you calling, taking your time out to talk to me this morning. We're going to get you back on. We're going to make sure you're doing okay as the season progresses, and we'll be talking to you very soon. All right, we were talking with Coach Don Helmick of the Lady Bulldogs. Isaac, good show today. We started off with Bailey Good, the senior manager of the Purdue Boilermakers. He's up in Minnesota getting ready to help take on the Wisconsin Badgers, and we followed that up with Rossville baseball coach Brad Scott, and then Brian Craig out at Clinton Prairie on the softball team, and one of our favorite coaches, Don Helmick, comes in at the cleanup spot and gets us to the finish line. And we want to thank all those folks for calling in. It's don't you have no idea how difficult it is for these guys and gals to call in on a morning because they've got other things getting their teams ready to play or they're playing themselves. So we appreciate them taking the time out and calling Inside the Huddle. Thanks again for our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And until next week, for Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, this has been Inside the Huddle. We'll talk to you next Saturday, 9 o'clock.